the Rashi translates it, the Rashi Mekumas, it's expansion. Rashi translates it as it's the things which are first been planted, they're there from the previous harvest, the seeds that are hanging around, and they somehow got rooted into the ground, and they grew up. I think it's the English word. Okay, so that is Tzvichin. Okay, Tzvichin, the Gemara brings that it's a mushroom. Whether it's Tzvichin, are you allowed to eat them on Shmita is a machlokes tonight. Okay, there's a sugya in the Gemara, which is going all according to the man, the Amar, who holds that there's an issa d'oraisa to eat Tzvichin. Okay, the halacha, we don't hold like that. We hold like the other man, the Amar. The Rabbanon holds that Tzvichin is only an issa d'Rabbanon. Okay, the issa of Tzvichin is that Chazal were worried that a person, he has a field, and you know what, he's going to plant, or maybe he'll come to plant, and they say, oh, do you know what happened? These fruit, they just these vegetables, this produce, it just came, they came around, I didn't do anything, they just came up. So in order to stop that, Hazal asked us all ceasing. Okay, we'll see the exception to the rule soon. Okay, so therefore, speaking are asa. That is the, according to the shitza that holds that it's a rabbanon, that's the xera, and that is how we hold. Yeah, that's shitza shabim tam. Yeah, not like Rashi. Rashi says that the issa was at least this is in the Raisa, it was only after the Zmanbir. Rabbeinu Tam says no. It's talking about even the even before the Zmanbir, there is an issa of seichin. Okay. That's our lacha. We're going to speak today exactly how this manifests. Okay, the Rambam says clearly that in source number 5, the Rambam says, "Medibay spoken she kula slichin asurim v'achila. All slichin are asked to eat. But lama gazu aleim okay, oy be'avira. Why does Chazal make his there on them? Because of the people who are be'avira. Shelo yeneh, the person shouldn't go. The yizra tzur, the kitnius, the zirona gina, the soch tadehu, the seiser. Person shouldn't go and plant tzur and kitnius and other things in his god in his sada. He shouldn't do it privately. And then when kishiyismach goes from them, and when they sprout and eat from them, the yomer speichin here. So they speichin. I didn't plant them. I didn't do any surim. The speichas asu kol haspeichim hatzoimchim mishvias. Therefore, Chazal asked all speichim that are tomeach in the year of Shmita. Okay. The Chazanish also says that above all things included in the zera is not just things which came around without me doing anything, but passively they grew. If a person didn't have air and actually planted it, that's also included in the area. That would also be after to eat. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh no, okay, right. Okay, hang on, we're gonna move. Yeah. So this whole zera was only said on Yerapus, Tzura, and Kidney. On trees, like the way it's pointing out, there's no zera on trees. Why? So the simple idea is because what we're worried about, we're worried that people are going to come, are going to plant it on Shmita, and they're going to say, no, they just grew out. They just came out. Now, if a person wants to eat fruit from a tree, it doesn't really help you to plant that year. Yeah? You're not going to be able to eat the fruit. Yeah? So, that's why we're worried about fruit trees. Yeah, fruit trees are out there too. Okay. Okay, so again, we're saying that there's an issa of speaking on produce, which is tua, kidney, things like that, non fruit trees. Okay. The problem is that there are, on the Marmukum, there's a couple of the Mishnayas which seem to indicate that a person can go buy Yerapus. If we look at source number 7, source number 6, okay, it says over there that the Mishnah says that ha'oimel la'poel pilach ister there. He says to Paul, take this coin, velakat li yerek hayom, and go gather for me some vegetables today. Skaro muta. He can use that the money he can use. Okay, we're not going to get involved in why that muta. The rest of it says, but if he says lakat li boy, if he says be kick for me with this, then Sekhara is Asa. Not getting involved in that now. Yeah. But the Maisa, what do you see? A person can stay on Shvi'is, he can tend to go gather, take this Yerek. Now, if Yerek is Asa, so what's going on in the mission? How can Mishnah start talking about a case where he's going to go, he's telling Thomas to go get this vegetable print? And same thing with source number 8, a similar idea. It says, person shouldn't, the actual word is buy over here, but the Bartimaeus and other portion say it means you should pick. Shouldn't pick a yerek from the sadeh and sell it in the shul. What do you mean? You can't. It's awesome. So what's going on in these Mishnayos? So, the Ramban says, Adam Shem also says, that the Issa of Sichin is only on produce which sprouted in Shmita. Okay? Anything which sprouted before Shmita is not included within the Shmita of Sichin. So if you have some kind of a vegetable that already sprouted in the sixth year, and then it grew in the seventh year, the rest of it grew in the seventh year, so even though it's got Kedusha Shvi'is, right, because we know that by Yerev we go after this Zman Lekita, that's what we discussed before, yeah, so even though it's got Kedusha Shvi'is, but it's not included within the Gzeira of Sifin. The Gzeira of Sifin, according to Ramban, according to the Rash, is only on produce which actually was planted in the Shmita. Okay? Yeah? The Rambam holds not like that. The Rambam holds that even if it was planted before, but La Alasa we don't hold like that. It's only if it was actually planted in the Shmita, or at least at least sprouted in Shmita. Yeah, so that's also a discussion. Yeah. The Chazon says it's when the vegetable comes comes out of the ground. Shum Zalman Orvach says that it's the time of the Anav, the time for Chumas and Maisis when you're tithing those. So that's also a discussion we're not really going to get involved with. Just okay.
Practical.
Yeah.
Let's say from my backyard.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Some tomatoes. Okay. It's not good because who knows? It's good or not. Right. Now let's have onion.
Okay.
Does this grow every year? I do not. Right now, in Shmita year,
I'm not sure how some of these things grow. Let's just say that you have to replant them. You have to plant them every year, or keeps going on. Okay, so those ones might be a bit more complicated. Yeah, let's just say something that you plant every year. Do you have anything that plants every year?
I'm going to plant on Shmita.
Yeah. Okay.
Not out of my mind, but right now,
yeah.
I want to look what you said. But the one thing I can hear that right now I have a situation.
Okay.
It seems to be talking about some halacha.
But Pashas, according to this, with the onion, if the onion reached the stage of either it started to sprout before Shmita, or it got to, let's say, a shlish of the growth before Shmita, then it would not be included in the Gzeira of Sichin, but it would still have Kedusha Shvi'is. Why? Because when you pick that, you're going to pick it, presumably in the Shmita year, when you pick it, that's Koveya Shmita, the picking is Koveya Shmita, yeah? And therefore we'll have Kedusha Shvi'is, but it won't be included in the Sichin. As opposed to, we'll just go with the example that is a third. If it reached a third only in Shmita, and you picked it in Shmita, then that would be awesome. Yeah? That would be awesome. Okay? Yeah, I don't. Okay. Lila, I will just make a note.
How do you measure it for? You don't know how about the four sizes.
But you mentioned last week there's also different shifts. Some say it's the Acer, some say the Kamas. Okay. Right. So we're saying one exception to the rule then, at least our halacha is, if it sprouted before Shemitah. Okay, if it sprouted, exactly what the definition is, we're not going getting more involved in. If it sprouted before Shemitah, then that's also not included in Shemitah, and therefore that's why you at least at the beginning of the Shemitah year, there will be some vegetables available which maybe have kedusha shvi'is. Okay, from Israel vegetables. Okay. After that, yeah, if they're only sprouting in the Shemitah, then they'll be awesome. You have to get them from somewhere else. Okay? I don't know exactly what the thing is. It's not very long. Okay, we're going to get to that. Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Okay. Okay, then, okay. There's other exceptions to the rule also. Yeah? Even though Chazal made this theory on Sita that all these types of produce, except for trees, yeah, except for fruit trees, all these types of fruit are asa, yeah? But there are other exceptions. Okay, one of the other exceptions, yeah, produce which people, vegetables which people don't normally plant. Yeah? So then, again, Chazal weren't worried that people would do such a thing. Also, in certain areas, certain places where it's not the norm to plant, let's say a field which is far away from a yeshiva, so people don't plant there. So also, Chazal wouldn't be worried. Okay, Chazal was saying if it's far away, Chazal weren't. They're not worried that people go out to their path to. Yeah. Okay. If it's a wild plant. No, what? Yeah. That's not a normal place to plant. Yeah. Also, things like they say, if you've got a vineyard there, so if you were to plant, you make it into kilayim. So people don't want to make it into kilayim. So also that would be that mutter. Okay, so there are certain exceptions where it's planted. It's not a normal place to plant. Then it's also not included in the zayir. Okay, again, we'd have to produce shvi'is, but it's not included in the zayir. Okay. Another exception is. Another exception is, yeah, we haven't got involved in this yet, but we know the big famous machlokes. What about Teirus Nachri? Yeah, Teirus Nachri. In Eretz Yisrael, we know that the Shemitah and all the produce is published. Okay, and what about if you have land which is owned by a goy? You have land in Eretz Yisrael owned by a goy. Okay. What's the status of that fruit? Is that fruit kadosh? Is it not kadosh? That's a big one. So it's a big place. Yosef, yeah, the minhag in Bnei Brak is to be like the chazanish, to be machmir. Minhag in Yerushalayim is to be meikol. That's a big machlokes. Okay, big place. Without getting too involved, the shaila of whether the kinyan of a goy can be machir the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Can the fact that a goy owns the land in itself, it does it take away the kedusha of Eretz kedusha, at least the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. No. So that machlokes is does that the parents have kedusha shvi'is? So it's got nothing to do with tefillah. Just generally, according to Chazanish, it has kedusha shvi'is, and you have to treat it like regular payers shvi'is. According to Minhag Yerushalayim, is that it doesn't have kedusha shvi'is, and it's like payers you bought from America. Okay. Now, that is all true by actual whether it has kedusha shvi'is, but everyone holds that. Even if you hold that such payers has kedusha shvi'is, but everyone holds that there's no gzera on payers of a goy. There's no gzera speaking on payers of a nochri. Why? It's very simple, because it's not gzera for a goy to plant in Shemitah. Again, the whole gzera speaking is because you're worried that the farmer or other people are going to come to plant and pretend that it just grew by itself. Yeah, by a goy. So what if he plants by himself? He can plant by himself. Is that for him? Okay, so just find one thing. Huh? What is that? Not on his land. Maybe on Jewish land, maybe, but not on his land. On his own land, it wouldn't be. Okay, so that's. Yeah. 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 When there's maskiya, the kedusha, you're right. I mean, you went to these challenges, there's maskiya, kedusha, various things. But the maisa, and he's, let's put it this way, if there's a land that he's the one in control of, yeah, then Chazal weren't worried about it.
So the Mitzvah
Seyah, Shi'itz of Ha'aretz,
is not incumbent on
Beth
and
on
Ha'aretz, it's
all the
something
individual. Well, at least if the land's under the control of a
goy,
then, yeah. That piece of land, yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. So that. Yeah. So again, even if you hold that payers not clear are yet covered for the kedushas shliyos. Yeah. But there's no theory of speaking said on such payers. Okay. Fine. Right. Yeah. Okay. Again, we said that there's an issue seeking. Chazal made a gzeira. Now, what exactly did they offer? Yeah. The Rosh and Rambam they asked achila. Is it only achila that's asa, or maybe it's also hana that's asa? What's asa? What is it that we can't do with the peiros? So the Chazal is brings a gemara. Yeah. The gemara is without getting too involved in the gemara. The gemara it's number 16. Yeah, source number 16. The Gemara over there, in one stage, he was trying to work out whether someone, Habata, looking, without getting involved, looking a kin, is seeing something, is that considered, at least by Hefter, is that considered to be a kin? If you look at something, is it considered that you're a koinuris or not? Okay? So Gemara brings a mission that says, Shoyim is Svizdei, Shviz, Noitim Sarim Nechuma Sadisa. The shomim of the slichim of shvius, they should take the star from the gizbar. Okay, Rabbi Yosef meharoytzem misnatei fu b'shem echina. Rabbi says no. If he wants, he can just volunteer. He doesn't have to actually take the money for it. If one says amuloy atamay kain, you're saying this. If it's true that you don't have to pay him for it, ain't by mishnah tivah. They're not coming from the tivah. They're coming from the individual, which. The Gemara understands that the machlokes is as follows. Okay. If you hold that habata the hefka is koina, if you hold that just looking at something which is hefka, but again these pale trees are hefka, so if you're looking at that you're koina it, means this shomer has been koina these things. They belong to him. And then we're worried that when he gives it to the base of mikdash, he won't give it over properly. He won't give it over with a full smith of stars, and therefore, at least to some extent, it's still going to be his. Again, without getting too involved in that. Okay? And therefore, it's going to come out that these things that you're using for the korban omer, I think it is, korban omer of the shnei anasim, they're not actually going to belong to Hekdash. Yeah, they're going to belong to this individual. Okay, So, why? Because again, this person has been koinuit. Now, let's go back a step. What are we talking about? The stuff of the korban omer is included, in generally is included in the material of tzitzit. Okay? Right? Now, if there's an isra hana, can you be koinuit something which is asava hana? Anyone know? Can you be koinuit something which is asava hana? Someone's on Pesach. Okay, so yeah, so at least the Chazal Nishan, huh? Yeah, sorry, put your eyes. Yeah, sorry, put it back on your shirt. Yeah, so yeah, it's not so popular. So my place is showing him really, but the mice about that. Yeah, the Chazal Nishan assumes that you can't be pointed at something which is asavah not. So if you can't be koineh something which is asavah not, and yet the Gemara is telling us that the shomer can be koineh these the stuff he needs for the omer. So what do you see? Obviously, it's not asavah not. Yeah, so the Chazal Nishan brings it right from here. It's not asavah na. Yeah, the Gezeirah of speaking didn't go so far to make it asavah na. And he says, it's asavah kila, and it's also asad other shimushim. Lots of other shimushim is also asad. Just happens to be that for the omer, that's something that was, it's a mutabikim usage for this, and therefore that's why you can use it for this. But it still wasn't only an achila. It was a more general thing. Let's say like if you have animal food, you also can't use you can't give it to animals, or if it's whatever. Various other things. You can't use it for personal shimushim. Shimushim which are kadosh that you can. So they didn't ask the hana, they didn't make a general hana. They asked lots of different shimushim. Okay? What? Yeah, you're right. Sounds like it's only left the bakir. Yeah. Okay?
Only heter of using it is lost, but anyway, so
No, okay, but that we learned. That we learned that the after doesn't mean dafka and after.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, oh, I see. Okay, so you're very good. You're saying, okay, he's saying that he's basically mimicking the Rosh of the Potter. You're right, exactly. It says the after, and yet the after doesn't dafka mean
Because you already told this. If Chazanish says that the after is the corner of this.
No, she said, it's not Asa Tikkun Yotis.
It's not
Asa Manam. Okay. Others say, it's a big discussion exactly what the issue is. Yeah, the Rosh Hashanah and Olaf say that it's depending what food it is. If it's a food that's normally there for Machal Adam, so then it's an Issa Akira. If it's there, say, for other things, Machal Behema, whatever purpose it's for, it's Asa for that. Okay, it's Asa for the Shimushkin that it's like main cause or normal cause. Alright. Another slide also by
one thing that mother is owned.
What's that again?
The only thing that would be mother in that case would be owned. They didn't make a blanket,
it's
a
Hanah.
Yeah. Right?
But
you can't use it for anything.
Well, according to, it could be that you can use it for abnormal uses, as they said, according to this. According to. Yeah?
It's not, that's one way to say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, then you might be you're being too much of you can't be it's a spoiler by
right.
Yeah,
so
you have to get it. Yeah. Again. Yeah. So that's Kedusha Shvi'is. Okay. Right. There's another side also, which is this Issa Shvi'is. Okay. What was it said on? Is it only said on produce which has Kedusha Shvi'is, or even on produce which maybe doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is? We learned last week before that not everything will have Kedusha Shvi'is. It's only things which are where Hanasan and Biyar Shabbat. Right? Remember we learned last week that it's only where the way you use this thing is where the Hanah comes at the same time as the destruction of this thing. Yeah, through benefiting through using it, then you're the thing. It's been worn out. Why?
Because
it
doesn't matter what you're
playing. Alright, so, okay, Mr. Goldman's saying a good story. He's saying that who cares what what's got shoes to distribute or not? But what we're worried about, that a person's going to plant this thing. Yeah? And he's going to say, no, just grew by itself. So what's the kashrut to produce your shoes? Yeah, it's an excellent story. The cousin is. Either Chazan or Shomshom or Rabbah, I can't remember which one. They say, Afalpi, that Mr. Goffman's wife in Sora, still, it's not like that. Okay? And they said, you're right, in Sora, you're right. It should be like that, that's what you would have thought. But they said, no, they only made it on things which are Kedusha Shvi'is. So the way I understand it is just that it's like the fact that there's already Kedusha Shvi'is, there's halakhas on these things, Chazan made more halakhas. To create halakhas on something which doesn't have any halakhas related to Shvi'is, Chazan didn't get involved. Yeah, at least with the Akhila. With Akhila, somebody says Kedusha Shvi'is, so they're already halakhas, it's existing halakhas. So then Chazal added something else onto it. But something which didn't have any halakhas of Akhila, because it's not Kedusha, Chazal didn't get involved.
Why is it not worried about Marishai in the Torah? I request your backyard and you're busy all day to planting with us.
You can't plant, again, like you said, you can't plant a Shvi'is. No, you definitely can't plant it. That we're not saying. It just doesn't have the Issa Shvi'is. That's all we're saying. So it doesn't have the Issa Shvi'is.
Why didn't you apply that for
Gaim?
You didn't say that
about
Gaim. But that's for Gaim.
Yeah, but which
was for? That we're only going to get on Shvi'is when there's a
maybe it would be there also. Okay. A few more minutes left. Where are we up to? Right. Okay. Yes. There's another Kiddush here also, which is so even though we've just said now that it's Toilam Kedusha Shvi'is, even though those are Masmeh, but if we go with the fact that it's Toilam Kedusha Shvi'is, yeah. So let's say by Yerachos. Okay. Now Yerachos, we know that it only has Kedusha Shvi'is if you picked it in the seventh year. If you picked it in the eighth year, okay, then it doesn't have Kedusha Shvi'is. Okay, again, it was a shitta that holds that it's finished. If it's finished growing in Shemitah, even though you don't pick it, that's also Kiddush Shvi'is. Okay, we're just going to ignore that for the moment. Right? Just to bring out this point. Okay, but the Mishnah. The Mishnah is source number 18. Okay, the Mishnah says, "Me'imas nai muta adam lita yerek b'moitzei Shvi'is." When is a person allowed to pick a vegetable on Moitzei Shvi'is? And the Mishnah answers, "Mishiyata ki yotze boy." It's only when there's already produce that were planted in the 8th year have now come out. Okay? After Baskir, the first one came out, Hutta Ha'afo, the later ones are already Mutta. Okay. But you've got a Mishnah here telling us, which the way some want to learn is that this Mishnah is telling us that even though these produce don't have Kedusha Shvi'is anymore, yeah? But Chazal made a gzeira. There's a gzeira that different reason for it. For the gzeira, but I'll mention one of them in a second. Yes, that even though we Kedusha Shvi'is is only we go after the picking of it, yeah. But you still can't pick it later. If you pick it later, it's still going to be a problem. It's still going to be asa. Yeah. Why? One reason is because Chazal were worried that maybe a person would pick the produce in June Shemitah and you put it away and hide it until later. Okay. Another one is people will think that sorry, I can't remember that one. Okay. Yeah. But the nice thing is that there's a gzera that you cannot pick fruit. Not fruit. You can't pick girakos and things which are subject to sleeping. Yeah. Even after the Shemitah year, until either other produce of that type have already come onto the market, are available, yeah, or at least until Hanukkah. Okay, the suddenly explains that once you reach Hanukkah, people are Shvi'is is already out of the picture. People are not going to get confused about Shvi'is anymore. Okay, and we didn't mention last week. You've got the same thing also. Even though by Yerachas we say that you go after picking for what's going to produce Shvi'is or not, there's also Zera, a similar type of Zera on Yerachas that even the Yerachas which are picked later these same times also treated like it has produced Shvi'is. Yeah, because we're worried about what people will think. People might think that it is Kedusha Shvi'is, and you're using Kedusha Shvi'is, and maybe in an inappropriate way. Therefore, Chazal made a gzeira that Yerachos are also subject to Kedusha Shvi'is and to sleeping even after the Shmita year. Okay.
Yeah, the main definition right now, I'm confused.
Yeah.
I can vegetables in Shmita year.
Yeah.
When I pick it up, it's Kedusha Shvi'is.
In Shmita year.
If you pick it in Shmita year. I'm not touching. When it became Kedusha Shvi'is, in time when I pick it, or on the ground when it's ready to pick up. You see,
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
When
you pick it.
So right now.
We're not Kedusha Shvi'is at all. Why?
Because I'm not touching it. I like to look in my I'm not eating it. I love it.
Okay.
I like to look at this value.
Okay,
so the value is not Kedusha Shvi'is at all.
Okay, that's it. So what's the problem?
No, but I need to define, and then I don't define.
No, but second, what's the problem with that? They say, of course, when you haven't picked it, it's not produced, it's not published, sir.
So, and right now, when I won 8 years.
So, why can you pick it off, sir?
I'm not
Okay, it doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't matter. Either make this quote, Tish 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 Rabbana, maybe. Or just to finish, and the other thing about sleeping also, if a person does have sleeping, it says you can't keep them. You have to actually be oifer them. So it's a chashash that people will think that you're keeping them maybe to eat. Other reasons also, you're not allowed to be oifer. You're not allowed to keep things which are after by sleeping. You can't keep them in your study. Well, I did used to do it before. Think. And they're still going to go on Shmita. Yes, you have to be open. Yeah. Right, So it says, yeah. It's actually oats?
Yeah, it's wild grass.
So you have to be oyed to them. You're not meant to do it by your dime if you can. The way it goes down is if you act up your harisha, you don't do harisha. Yeah. Okay, I have to check exactly how to do it. And then they said, yeah, you shouldn't destroy it for your dime, because it'll have pernicious trees. Yeah. And because I think it said, yeah, and they said, if you're worried that you're going to come to eat it, you're allowed to bury it. Okay. Yeah, but you shouldn't destroy it. It's got to be destroyed. I mean, we haven't learned it yet, but there's an ista to be mafti tehillah shvi'it. Yeah. 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 Okay. Good luck, everybody.
Can you burn it?